keeps it up.
Give me a hell yeah! I said give me a hell yeah!
Host Eddie, along with my co-host
El Cursi.
Eric. We have good news and we have bad news. The good news is, well, actually, the bad news first, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, bad news is Giorgio is not here with us today because Giorgio preferred to go get tattooed instead of being here doing his duties.
Being part of the team.
Yeah. And then the good news is that Mike hasn't left and disappeared yet off sucking random people's dicks, so. That's always a good, you know, that's always a positive.
We're under 10 minutes, so that's a record.
I know, right? So, yeah, today we're doing a special show. We have a representative from the Carl Strauss Brewing Company, and we are very, very excited, you know, to have him here. Like I said, you know, we're fans of the brewery, and they're doing their thing with us. So, before we get to that, how's it been since the last show?
Pretty good. Just working, and it's been pretty busy at work. But other than that, just working. My Dolphins lost on Sunday.
Two points. My Rams got embarrassed.
That's horrible.
On Sunday. And then we lost Sam Bradford.
Yeah, but you guys didn't get teased. Miami was teased. Miami came back at the half. Like, when they went into halftime, they were down. Second half comes, they're up.
Right.
And they let it slip away.
Speaking of getting teased and getting your dick hard for nothing, this is the fucked up part was that we were actually, like, we were supposed to be winning that game. And then, like, always our, you know, like, the penalties, like, always. So, it caused us a touchdown. It literally.
Penalties will kill you.
Sam threw a nice bomb, caught it. Tavon Austin caught it. Went in, it was a touchdown. And all of a sudden, there's a fucking penalty, a flag. And then after that, they didn't score. I was pretty bummed. I was really sad. And then they kicked out Long from the game. And
why?
Because shit got all crazy. Like, it was a very physical game, and people were, like, fighting and all this kind of shit, and it was crazy.
And why did they start fighting, though? Why were they fighting?
They were just talking shit to each other. They were just mouthing off back and forth, talking shit. And,
yeah, but
and
then
it got
the game,
no, but it got physical. Like, they started getting all physical. So, and then Sam Bradford got an injury. He has an ACL, and he's out for the season. So
damn, now that
we
sucks.
Yeah, we got Clemens. I mean, it sucks. I don't know. It's not looking good.
Oh, well. How was your week? I mean.
Well, it's a sad week because, again, now we got to play the fucking Seahawks. We got to play the Seahawks.
Sucks.
So it's
Are you guys playing in Seattle?
Get our asses.
At Seattle?
I don't even care anymore right now. Aside of that, the week's, like, been whatever. It's I've been busy as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, my mind right now, like, I'm fucking drained mentally. And, like, physically, I'm tired as shit. So,
yeah.
It's been cool, though, I guess.
Hey, at least it's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday,
Thursday,
Sunday, and then Friday. There's a Halloween party here on Friday, by the way.
Oh, right
I hope
here?
You can make it.
At Kelly's?
Yeah. It's a Halloween party.
Are you dressing up?
I'm thinking about getting dressed up. And I'm going to just be a Mexican luchador just because I have the built. and because I don't like spending money on
you could be Octagon.
I could be one of those guys. But I'd probably be at Santos. I'm always
Perro
at Santos.
Guayo.
Perro Guayo. So, I don't know. What about you? Are you going to dress up?
I don't think so. Mm. I don't really go to Halloween parties. I used to. But not really. Not anymore.
Well, if you change your mind, again, I mean it's...
I would come here, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's this Friday.
I don't know if I dress up.
You don't have to.
But I'd come.
But we hang out.
Yeah.
Hang out with Steve, have some beers. And
yeah, I love this place.
Yeah, so we'll do that. So once again, guys, this Friday, the 26th, I believe?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 26th, there's a Halloween party here. So come dress, have some fun, and just have a good time. It's like we were saying
Try
last
night. Try the red trolley.
Try the red trolley.
Who makes the red trolley?
Carl Strauss.
There you go.
So yeah, that's what's going on. And then I think that's pretty much it for this weekend.
Well, I mean, the week is still young. I mean, it's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. It's hump day.
Tomorrow, shit might go down. And
my friend's here, Amanda. This is her last week here in California. She's moving to Austin, Texas. So I'm really happy.
Nice.
She made it out here. And there she is walking over here with a beer. And
that's
she's
awesome.
Staring at us now. And she's waving hi. No, I'm just saying that you came out here. It's your last week before you head out to Texas. Yeah.
That's
I'm
awesome.
Sad. And it's, you know, more sad that we didn't even hang out more often than we should have. It happens, yeah. I had the operation. Daniel's here. Jenny's here. Jenny's friend's here. Roland, Laura, and Mike is out sucking dick already, sadly.
grab a chair.
It was right at the 10-minute mark.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, I don't know. Do you want to just knock out the Karl Strauss?
Sure, let's do it.
Yeah, so we have the representative here from Karl Strauss, so
we'll flag him down and grab him a chair.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll grab him, and then
we'll go grab him.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, what's going on, guys? We are back, Ransom Radio. This is your host, Eddie. We're gonna give it a little time before we talk to the rep.
Yeah, apparently he's not ready yet.
He's not ready. I remember my first rep job. we're kidding. you know, Eric and I were talking about recently, and Giorgio, but like I said, he's too busy getting tattooed. You know, he has other priorities. So
oh, yeah, but you know what?
I'm
going to be checking in with him every 10 minutes, so I should check in with him now and
you
see
should.
What he's up to and whatever.
Hey, I wanted to talk about relationships.
All right.
And we had a lot of submissions and responses, so I was pretty excited about that, talking about that. And we actually, it's cool because we actually have some submissions. And
looks like he's ready.
Yeah, he's ready. But I just wanted to point out, we're going to talk about relationships. We have some submissions, some funny stories on how they knew that person was the one
right, and so shit.
So
let's just get him going.
Let's just do that.
We're
going to get this going. We have a representative here from
Karl Strauss.
And he is on his way.
Here he comes.
Here he comes, guys. Oh, no, he's not. Gosh, it was. We got like. Do I get him here with a lasso? And he's bringing some delicious beer. That's going on.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Ah.
Thank you.
Mouth is already watery. Oh yeah, definitely. Yes, please. Everybody does. Get a little bit of the liquid courage. So I was saying we have some submissions. Some of these stories are funny. Some are actually a little romantic and shit, but some are funny. We're going to share the funny ones. And we want to thank you guys again for everybody who's participated and actually did submit their stories about that. And we're really excited. And we'll share those in a few. Right now we're going to talk to a representative from Karl Strauss Brewery. And he is here.
Hello.
And
do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Dustin Peckman, the Long Beach Karl Strauss Brewery Field Representative, the exact title.
Nice.
But I just sling beer in the Long Beach area.
So he has a fancy title, if you guys noticed that. And I'm excited to be talking to somebody with a fancy title. Now, Dustin, how long have you been working for Karl Strauss?
Gosh, it's been a... About 6 months. It's been a long time. I came from the software industry.
Oh, cool.
And thank God I'm in the beer industry now.
that's a good industry to be at.
Yeah.
Do you personally, and I mean in honesty, you enjoy their beer?
Absolutely.
It's really good, right?
It is.
Yeah. And like we were saying, what's I know they got a whole lot of beers. So what's your actual like favorite Karl Strauss beer?
My favorite would have to be the Rec Alley Imperial Stout. 9.5%. The coffee, the chocolate, it's super good, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, mine, and not just because we're drinking it, but it's just the Red Charlie. It's addicting, man.
It's
that taste. It brings you back.
Yeah.
You know, and again, I couldn't be happier that's what we're gonna be drinking.
Hey, you and everyone else in California, Southern California.
It's a good beer.
Yeah.
So we're gonna shoot you a few. I mean, are you really in with the whole like history of the brewery and stuff of the company?
I think I can hold my own pretty well.
Okay, that's that's good to know. If not, we're gonna report this. FYI,
you should,
just so you know.
You should turn me in.
Yeah. Here, I'm gonna hand it over to Kirsty, and he's gonna ask a few questions. And
okay.
Just real quick, what got you into beer? You're from the tech industry.
Yeah.
I'm just curious on what got you into beer.
Yeah, well, it's funny. You should probably ask what got me into the tech industry, because that was
sure. Well, let's
never
start
what
with
I
that.
Wanted
let's start
to
with
do.
That.
It was just a connection, a friend of a friend. So no, but I've always been interested in beer. I went to school in Fort Collins, Colorado. So you know, I lived a block away from New Belgium, from Odell, Fort Collins Brewery. I mean, they got like 8 microbreweries within walking distance from my house.
Nice.
So in college, when you're getting introduced to
right
to the libations, when you have those right at your doorstep, of course you're gonna enjoy craft beer. And at first, I mean, the IPAs, I was like, what is this? Why would anyone
drink
this?
It's a little strong for me.
Yeah,
it's hilarious. Yeah, we were just talking about that, like how people who are like more newer to beer, and like, you know me, like I'm a beer drinker and I'm an IPA guy. I am. And every time they're like, "Can I have a sip of your beer?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's still." I tell them before, and I was like, "It's so good, it's delicious." And they're like, "What the fuck is this?
Yep.
Why? What? Ugh! Like, what are you drinking?"
Yeah.
And I just tell. I mean, I think the thing is that they're stuck with the Coors Lights and the Bud Lights and the Coronas and you know, they don't. It's sad because they don't know. They haven't gotten there yet to the beauty of beer. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. IPAs are beautiful.
Oh, I like it. And for, you know. He's saying it himself, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm telling you. You guys need to open your mind a little more and let your taste buds fucking celebrate and enjoy good fucking beer. Stop it with the Corona and the fucking Bud Light. Like, seriously, guys? Yes. Fucking just drink good beer.
Yeah.
And let's start off with something good that I think everyone could enjoy, which is the Karl Strauss Red Trolley.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it's a good starter.
Beer. Yeah. Yeah, Red Trolley, I call this the gateway beer.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah, it's a great introduction to the craft beer industry. It's it has incredible flavors and body and the aroma, but it's approachable. You know, the Bud Light drinker can probably enjoy this and get introduced to what's out there.
To some quality.
Yeah.
Some
absolutely.
Real stuff.
There you go. Absolutely.
But I'd like to ask you, are you guys, I know you guys have multiple flavors, if that's what it's called. I'm kind of new to this. Anyhow, are you guys working on any new flavors that you can share with us?
Yeah, well, honestly, there's a lot of new flavors that are new, and we call them styles of beer.
Styles.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
No problem. craft beer jargon. No, but we come out with different styles all the time, or different versions of a similar style that we've already brewed in the past. Honestly, I don't know a lot of what goes on, because there's so many beers that they brew down in San Diego. It stays there. And we're trying to get more of those really specialty, like, small batch beers up in the LA area. But right now we're, for our holiday beer, this is our fourth installment of our holiday series, the 12 Days of Christmas.
Do you guys have like a pumpkin beer, or what is it?
So actually this season we have our Oktoberfest. It comes out every September. Phenomenal Oktoberfest.
Nice.
And then this holiday we'll have a Belgian triple. So it's going to be called our Four Scowling Owls.
I love triples. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do this now. We're going to put them on blast. We got to convince Steve to get a triple in here.
Oh yeah.
Because I've been telling people you got to try a triple, and I'm excited that you know.
Yeah.
That's what you guys are coming out with, Steve. Put a triple out here.
Put a triple.
Thank you very much. I'm going to put you on the spot, Dustin. Can I grab that glass over there?
What's that?
Can I grab that glass?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and grab me some of that beer.
Grab Thank you, sir. Beer, bro. Come on. What are you doing? Let's see. Some other beers. Just recently, we released our the second batch of our peanut butter cup porter. Really awesome peanut butter and milk chocolate flavors.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a kind of a medium-bodied porter. It wasn't super heavy, But a lot of peanut butter beers out there, it just has really weird flavors because they use peanut butter extract, but we actually use peanut butter or peanut flour, and it was phenomenal.
Nice.
And it was only available for 1 week during LA Craft Beer Week, and then
when was that?
That was. Am I still in? Okay. That was during, September 19th through the 29th. And then it's also going to be available during San Diego Beer Week.
Oh, nice.
So that's a super specialty kind of limited release beer that we just did. Yeah.
Awesome. So how did – I know you guys started as a small brewing company. It started at in the apartment of Chris
Chris Kramer and Matt Ratner.
It started in their apartment, and I know they got their legitimacy, if you will, from Chris's cousin, Carl, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know too much about Carl,
but
could you fill us in?
Absolutely.
On
I'd love
who
to
he
share.
Was?
So, Carl Strauss was an actual man. A lot of people don't know that. They just think it's some random name, but
yeah,
Carl Strauss was a guy. He actually.
Is he related to Levi?
No. Good question. Good question. No. Unfortunately, the beer and the jeans didn't come from the same family.
I thought I'd ask.
Yeah, no, good question. So, Carl Strauss, he actually grew up on a brewery in Germany, and his family fled the country during the war. They came over to the United States, and he actually got a job at PBR as, you know, when he got over to the U.S.,
Operation Paperclip?
Yeah, exactly.
This guy.
He knows. He worked for PBR for 44 years. By the end of it, he oversaw every single beer that left the brewery. He was responsible for the recipe that PBR had when he left, and so he was definitely instrumental in PBR. Kind of having a revival.
Was he a brewmaster there as well, or
no,
at PBR?
He was, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe he was vice president of operations or something like that at the end. And when he retired, he started doing consulting for smaller breweries.
Sure.
And so he helped Goose Island, Boston Beer Company.
Yeah.
Some might know them as Sam Adams.
Sam Adams, yeah. Boston
kind of
beer
a big
company.
Beer. And then his cousin approached him and say, "Hey, we want to start a microbrewery in San Diego. Can you help us?"
Yeah.
And that's where he finished out his career. And he actually passed away back in 2006. He was 94 years old, and he was still working at the brewery, his final days. So pretty awesome guy. He loved beer. His favorite Carl Strauss beer was the Amber Lager. Super good, sessionable, crisp lager.
That, well, that explains his business that he had with Sam Adams. So, yeah. Have you guys just Carl Strauss overall won any recent awards this year at any beer fest?
Great question. Yeah, Great American Beer Festival. We just won another gold medal for our Irish style red ale, also known as Red Trolley.
Yeah,
which we're drinking right now.
Yes,
This beer, it's been around since we opened back in 1989. It was our first holiday beer, and everyone loved it, so we're like, hey, let's keep brewing it, and it continues
to win.
It's
really that old?
Yeah. It's 25 years old.
Wow.
It continues to win us award after award, so it's a solid beer.
Oh, there it is, guys. Fact. Carl Strauss's Red Trolley is 25-year-old beer.
Yeah.
That's insane. Where have you been? At least 25 years. You know what I mean? Like, I was fucking drinking Coors Light.
Yep. I know.
And then I thought I was brave because I started drinking Arrogant Bastard.
And then you were enlightened.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Not only are you guys a cool craft beer, but you guys do a lot of charitable work too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we've...
You guys donate about 1% of your beer sales to a nonprofit charitable organizations, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and just this past weekend, I believe it was this past weekend, we did a project down in San Diego cleaning up around town, around the beaches and whatnot.
That's awesome.
Gathering a big crowd, and then at the end of the day, coming back to the tasting room, having some brews, celebrating.
That's great.
Just the community service and giving back, so...
And that's what, like, people should appreciate, that a company like Carl Strauss can do stuff like that, because it attracts people as it is.
Yeah.
You know, let's see. Yeah, well, for the people, by the people, but they go ahead and do, like, charity work. And if you announce it, like, hey, Carl Strauss is going to be doing this, I guarantee you a shitload of people are going to show up and they're going to do this. And then he just said they took him back to tasting room right after.
Yeah.
I mean, what a way to reward yourself after hard work. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And that's the beauty of when bigger companies are known or that have a following, then they go ahead and do stuff. And a lot of people don't do that.
No.
And that's a fact. A lot of people don't do charity. And as you pointed, they do donate a percentage of their sales. So
yeah,
that's a beautiful thing, man. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
Since 2003, you guys have donated about $100,000, over $100,000 to charitable donations.
Yeah.
In charitable donations. That's great, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's not a lot of like craft, like brewing companies can say that. That's the truth.
No, yeah, and you know, it's one thing to make great beer, but you also live in a community that needs support, that, you know, there's so much that needs to be done to better the community.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what we want to do as well. Make
that's
great
really,
beer.
That's
and,
really cool, man. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
All right, so now that you got your praises, let's get back to the beer. So Red Trolley, it started off as a seasonal, right? It was like a Christmas edition at first.
Yep.
And then it, I guess, it gained its popularity,
yeah,
as it should, and it became a regular selling beer, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, back in 1989. So we opened our doors in February 1989, and then that next holiday season, this was the first holiday beer that we brewed, and it was supposed to be a one-time thing. It wasn't. You know, it was just like, you know, let's brew a special beer, Red Trolley, and then people kept asking for it, and that's kind of the nature of beer. When people keep asking for it, you don't want to keep them asking. Give it to them.
Exactly.
Make it again.
Yeah.
And you know, people kept asking, and so Red Trolley, now it's our best selling beer, and our second best selling beer is Tower 10 IPA.
I love that beer.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, it doesn't even sell. It doesn't even sell half as much as Red Trolley does.
Trolley.
So.
It's funny. Last week we did a show and we went ahead and we sampled 13 beers.
Oh, nice.
Okay, and out of those 13 beers, everybody's favorite was the Red Trolley. And I'm not saying this because you're here, because you can actually go back and listen to the episode from last week.
I will.
Our favorite beer was the Red Trolley. Mm. And again, it's the beer, like you said earlier, it's the beer to introduce to people.
Yeah.
You know, that want to get into the craft beer game.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, we're doing today. You buy a pint, you get the pint free,
mm-hmm,
and I guess that's courtesy again from Carl Strauss. And I mean, guys, just open your minds, give your taste buds something to fucking like really go nuts over, and open yourself to craft beer. And again, if you're new to it, the first beer you should really try is the Carl Strauss Red Trolley. And I mean, thank you so much, dude, for. You know, taking the time,
my
coming
pleasure
out here, and we truly hope we can, you know, have you here again sometime, and we'll have you on one of our Friday shows, hopefully, where it gets awesome.
Yeah,
and
perfect.
Then we'll do that. But hey man, thank you so much again, Dustin, everybody, representative for Carl Strauss.
Yeah.
You want to say a few more words, man?
It's been
happy.
My pleasure. I appreciate you guys having me. I'm always down to talk about beer, and I'm glad you guys are doing it.
Awesome.
And you know, Red Trolley, it is a great introduction beer, but I've been in craft beer for quite a while, and it's a great go-to beer.
Yeah.
No matter how long you've been in the craft beer
exactly
industry. So,
exactly.
But I appreciate you guys appreciating us.
Thank you so much.
So, thank you.
Dustin, everybody, Carl Strauss. That was Dustin, representative for Carl Strauss
Dustin
Brewing
Peckman
Company, and he's a fucking badass guy, man. I really,
yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, well, we're trying to plan. I even told him we'd pay for it, but he said he'd go ahead and bring a shitload of fucking Carl Strauss beers that we can all sample, just similar to the Friday show.
Fuck,
so
yes,
if we do that, it'd be fucking fun.
We'll
go.
He doesn't
ahead
know
and,
what he's in for.
I know he doesn't know what he's in for. Hopefully, they don't take Jello shots in front of us again.
Don't get me started on that.
I was talking earlier. I was talking about, I want to talk about relationships. And
let's do it.
So we actually had some submissions from listeners, and that, I ain't gonna lie, that was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty badass. And my question to them was, how did you know that he or she was the right one? Because you know, they're married. And I'm going to go ahead and read one. I'm going to read three stories, but I'll start
sure,
off with
sure,
one
sure,
right
sure,
now.
Sure, sure, sure.
And this was Arlette Favela.
All right.
Okay, she's one of our listeners. And
Arlette Favela.
And this is her story. And it gets, look. This is why she listens to Ransom Radio. And right. I'll tell you with the beginning of the story.
Okay.
I knew he was the one because he had a big dick. The
oh
end.
My God. Those are our listeners.
And she goes, haha, just kidding. She goes, from the time we decided to take our friendship to the next level, so they were friends, he's demonstrated how much he cared for me by always making me his first priority, she said.
That's how it should be.
They start off as friends, so that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, but, I mean, once they're in the relationship, she should be his first priority as he is her first priority.
That's true. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. So, he was in the Army, okay? So,
right.
So she writes, he gave up his party life, which was limited because he was in the Army for 8 years. 8 years. And
wow.
He was single.
Wow.
And this whole time, he just focused and gave her all his attention, made her, you know, the priority. So, he goes and he says, single life and just want to be with me. Basically, he gave up his party life and he just always wanted to be with her. You know, that's pretty fucking sweet.
That's great, yeah. Man, that's beautiful.
He's one of a kind. Up to this day, even though the fucker doesn't open the door for me anymore.
Hey, listen. We're living in the 21st century. We have door openers on our fucking keychains.
I like that.
Get over that shit.
Get over it, Arlette. All
right? Look, women could open their own fucking doors now, all right? We're fucking equals. You guys got your women's rights. Get it. We love you guys, but come on.
No, but and he goes, they have two daughters, so it's nice. And he goes, you know, to this day, you know, I'm just happy that he shows me and my daughters, and he gives us the respect and the appreciation that we deserve.
All right.
And I could never ask for anything more than to, you know, than a better husband than him. And his name is Francisco. So Francisco and Arlette Favela, congratulations. And I won't lie, I envy that. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, who doesn't want stuff like that? You know what I mean?
That's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. And thank you guys so much, seriously, for the submission. Arlette, that was for you. And then we have two more submissions, actually.
Okay.
The next one will be, you know what? She's actually here.
Where is she?
She's at the bar. I'm gonna get her over here. Lily Miranda. I actually went to high school with her. You think it'd be cool if she just tell the story herself? That'd be pretty sweet, right?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, let's do it. So we have her here. And you know what's even cool? Her husband's here, too, so that's pretty badass. Let me ask her. Go ahead and keep it rolling, and I'll talk to her, see if she'll do that.
Sure, go ahead. So,
hey, why don't you share? You know, and I'm sad that George was not here because he's the perfect example of, dude, he's such a gentleman. He really is. Let's be honest. That guy is just like, he's so American. You know who he is.
He's a teddy bear. He's a good guy.
I'm going to tell your story right now. Yeah. And I don't know if you want to tell it.
His friend's here.
She's shy. She's shy, guys. So her husband's here, too, by the way. And it's Jose over there. And
we only have a couple mics, though.
Well, that's fine. I'll go ahead and tell it. I'll just go ahead.
Yeah. Just come on.
Okay. So you guys got to be patient with me here. Here it is. All right. And it's funny, too, because I know you guys seen this. This is like a movie-like type of thing that all happened with them. But she was a little slick on it. So this is what she said. It's funny. She
goes,
she goes, it all started once when I was a sophomore in high school. And I attended the military ball because I was in the ROTC. So I went to that event. And there he was, Prince Charming, wearing his dress blues. He was in the Marines.
All right.
It's funny she says this. You could be the ugliest motherfucker, but when you have a Marine uniform on, holy fucking shit, you look good as fuck.
So she's saying he's an ugly motherfucker without it?
I think so. I'm going to put her on blast.
That's what it...
He's a handsome guy.
Anyways, oh yeah, he's a strapping fella.
He goes, and he
I
got...
I do him.
So she... I fucked that guy. And he goes... with or without his blues. He caught my attention. I didn't talk to him that day, but I saw him again another time at a party that we were at. It was like mutual friends,
sure,
and they went to a party.
Sure.
And the party was held right there in San Pedro at the Cliffs. And she goes, I made a bet with a friend. And the bet was to see who gets his number first. So that was pretty
sick. It wasn't the,
Let's see who jerks him off first.
That wasn't it. That bet goes later on, actually. Right. And she won, right. By the way.
I'm sure yeah. She did.
So she goes. She went up to him and she asked him if he knew where the restrooms were at.
To jerk him off.
Well, again, that was part of the oh, that was. Okay. Yeah, I remember it was two bets.
Okay.
So she jerked him off in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. So she asked him where the restrooms were.
Just two quarters of a jerk job.
And he told her, and then she said, she goes, but that suck the sucker that he was. I said, hey, can you take me to the bathroom because it's dark and I'm afraid to go by myself. And then he goes, yeah, sure. So he took her. So as they're walking, because it was dark, and I quote dark, she said that she pretended to slip.
Oh,
and as she
God.
Was slipping, he caught her. Okay? Yeah. And he goes, right when he caught me, I purposely give him that deep look so he can give me the deep look back.
Oh, my
And then that's
God,
when it happened. Boom.
I'm sorry, but that is.
She, hey, that's slick as fuck, though. She went ahead, and she went for the kill.
Am I being loud? I'm sorry.
And then she, hold on. She went for the kill, and then they fucking made out or whatever the fuck. Okay. So that was that. That was the first
beautiful.
Kiss, you know?
That's nice.
No, I'm just, you guys better be careful next time you guys walk girls to the bathroom. And if they fall, let them fall if you don't want to get married.
I know. When they start falling, you go, I know what you're doing.
So.
I know what you're doing. I'm not picking you up. So, put your hands behind your back. You say, yeah, I'm not picking
she
you
said,
up.
She said, and the thing was, when before they actually started dating, he actually went to the dad's house and asked for permission to date the daughter.
That's a gentleman.
Permission to date the daughter. And then from there,
that's
you know, it went ahead and you know, they got together and stuff. And they have two boys together. And two boys, right?
And I'm sure they're going to be proper gentlemen.
Right?
Just
three. That's right. Shit, three wow. kids. Never mind. I met them. They're funny. So, the little guy, Adrian. That little guy is going to be like a super gentleman. He's a nice kid, number one. He's very well educated, but let's not get into that. But I'm saying like they're obviously doing their job right. They got really good kids together. They've been married for 14 years? Fuck. And you're still alive? Poor Jose. Poor guy. Hey, what's up? And they've been married 14 years. They're happy. And she said herself she couldn't ask for anything better. And she never, you know. Like, she's just the happiest. And you know what? I personally hung out with them, and you can feel, and this is the truth, you can feel that love and the friendship between both of them, dude.
Right.
Like they fuck around. Like, they joke around like best yeah. friends would. They're there. And I saw firsthand a girl hit on him that one day we hung out. Fucking just ignore the fuck out of her. And then
really?
He goes, and then he just raises his hand, shows the wedding ring. Finger.
There it is.
I like, loved it. It was
bam,
beautiful.
Bitch.
That girl felt so stupid. She's like, oh, I'm married too. And, yeah, and then all night she kept kissing Lily's ass. It was hilarious, dude. But
do you know her name?
The other girl? I don't know her name. No, but she's a Long Beach local, that other girl. And I'm pretty sure because she was at the stash. I put you on blast, bitch.
What was she wearing? What did she look like?
I fucking forgot. But that's Lily's story there of how her and her husband met and how it's been working. 14 years married, and I think they've been together for like 16, 17 years or some shit overall.
Right,
that's a
so
long time.
Let me ask, are all the entries that we got, are they all like happy ending stories? We don't have any sappy, he's a fucking dick.
No, yeah, we don't have that.
Oh.
Because I had asked, how did you know that was that person?
Oh, that's
and
right.
And here's another listener, Christina Martinez. She goes, dude, I'm telling you, this is the people we attract to our radio show.
This is awesome.
They're all funny shit, like always. And she goes, hey, well, I was just being a little hood rat.
There it is.
I was 14 years old and I was horny, she says.
That's what's up.
And then and
wait,
I met him.
14?
14. But there's no LOL when she said that. She's like, she basically said, I was 14, I was being a little hood rat. And I met him because she used to be like into cholos, I guess. But it's funny though. Hold on, I'll tell you more. So
I like the ball head.
14 years old, they met. And it was just something that happened so fast. And she got pregnant really fast, too, by him.
Shocker.
Yeah, a shocker, right? Oh, my God, I'm so surprised. 14-year-old getting pregnant by some cholo.
By a Mexican.
By a cholo. Yeah, and it's worse because they are Mexican.
Shocker.
So anyway, got pregnant, got together with him after the fact. And this is funny. She goes, truthfully, it took me a while to love him. She said that. It took me a while to love him. And
that's because he was always getting in trouble.
He was in and out of jail probably, huh? And he goes, and she goes, but God did what he does, and he sent me an amazing man. We went through so much, but still here we are, maintaining, and three kids later, and I love him more.
We're struggling, but we're here.
They have an 18-year-old daughter who just right now she's in all their kids are soccer players, and they're all nice. Champion soccer players. And they're actually, and you would think, right, a Cholo family. No, they're actually like a very, like they're doing better than all of us. I'll tell you that much.
From hood to good.
Yeah, from hood to good. And their first kid was the 18-year-old daughter. She's on her way to college, so they're really proud of her. She's going to a real college, not community college, guys. She's going to a real college. Wow. So she says, you know, they're best friends. I love him. I don't know what I'd be doing if it wasn't for him. So,
no, that's nice.
it's nice. It's cute. That's great. But
you know, relationships are a beautiful thing. It's nice to have somebody by you and, you know, to help you when you're down. Like for example, my fiance, Tiffany. She really helped me out. Like when I was down, and I remember being in a situation where I was going to school full time and I had a full time job.
Yeah.
And it was just getting very tough because what I was doing, it was very demanding as work. It was very demanding of my time, and I couldn't do both. So fortunately enough for me, she had a good enough job to where she said, quit your job. She said, quit your job. And I did. I quit my job for almost 8-9 months.
Right.
And she supported me.
And I can see it. I mean, I've met her and I can see it. Like,
yeah.
She's a wonderful girl, dude. Like, she really is. She's very nice. She's welcoming. She's a great host. And she makes you feel comfortable instantly. And
she's just a beautiful person inside and out. Like
she's a great girl, dude. Like, I'll shake your hand here right now.
I'm lucky.
And you are lucky to you know, soon be married to a girl like that. She's great. Yeah. And she can fucking cook.
Oh, my God. That's what really hooked me. And anyways, but see, I used to fuck around a lot. Before her, I mean, you could ask Giorgio. He's gone out with me before.
Hey, Glass
House. Anyhow, but that's not important. Anyhow, now, I mean, it's I'm a different person. Like, she really changed me. Anyhow, so let's...
No. I mean...
Move on to the next topic. We were just on that topic, but we could go ahead and move on. This is dragging on,
that's
I can
tell. Red trolley, guys. It's fucking delicious, right? Yeah.
Yeah, this is great.
Yeah.
I love this shit.
It's like caramel came in your mouth.
Yeah.
A little caramel monster came and jerked off and came in your mouth.
That's fine. And I ate
just
him,
just like
too.
That. Yeah, like a little caramel guy came, took his dick out, he jerked
the
off.
Little caramel
and
dick.
And he just came in your mouth and you're like, oh. So that's what Carl Strauss beers does to you. It makes you think about shit like that.
Hey, so I saw on Facebook that you had posted something about a man from Southgate getting assaulted in front of his son.
Yeah.
He was meeting somebody for a off a Craigslist app. Not app, but
it was a Craigslist
website.
Ad. It was a website.
Whatever.
There was an ad.
But he was meeting him off
Craigslist. He was selling a phone.
He was selling something.
That's sad.
Yeah, so go ahead. Fill me in. I don't know the full story, so fill me in.
So, I mean, if you guys are interested to know this, like, just be careful how you do your Craigslist transactions worldwide. I'm not kidding. There's a story that went on. It just happened recently. This man from Southgate, where you guys are from, most of you guys are from.
Southgate.
This guy, he made a phone. He was selling a phone on Craigslist. And it was him and his 15-year-old son. And then there was two guys that supposedly wanted to buy the phone. And they said, why don't you meet us over here? See, the guy fucked up.
Yeah,
the guy fucked up by actually going to meet them somewhere late at night. It was like, I believe it was 10 or something. And instead of the guy saying, hey, meet me at a Starbucks, he fucking goes and he's like, meet us at this corner. He goes, they instantly assault him. They shot him in front of his son. So they killed him for a fucking $500 phone. You know what I'm saying? So this just happened a couple days ago. And they're still looking for those motherfuckers. And, you know, guys, like, it's common sense. And I'm sorry to say it, but, I mean, it's common sense. You do a fucking transaction with
first
with,
off, you don't meet
strangers.
You don't meet a Craigslist person. If you're going to buy something, you don't meet him after.
Or, no, not even
night.
That, but you don't meet where
do
they
that.
Tell you. You tell them.
That's right.
If they really want it, they're going to fucking go to you.
That's
and
right.
And then you're going to be smart and you tell them, meet me at Starbucks.
Ah.
You don't meet after fucking 8. That's the truth. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I'm a big fucking guy. I can handle my shit. I would not meet anybody after 8.
Hell no.
You know, I would be like daylight. Hey, man, meet me at fucking 4. I'll be at Starbucks. Yeah, cool, man. Right? In public,
she's not going to crack. You know, but you, and I'm sorry for the guy, really I am, but you, you know, you put yourself in that position, unfortunately. Not to say, you know, it was dumb. No, unfortunately it did. You don't know who's out there. This is.
Yeah. And you want,
these are strangers.
You want to hear like a Craigslist fact?
Yeah, go ahead.
More than 40 million people use Craigslist each month. That's 40 million people
using Craigslist. 40 million fucking people use Craigslist.
Out of those 40 million people, there's, I'm sure it's like 10% of that 40 million are fucking creepy,
yeah,
stalker,
yeah,
type.
No, well,
dudes.
There's been similar stories where people get robbed. You know, they right, supposedly make a transaction, they rob them, they take their money and the fucking, you know, the item or whatever the fuck they're selling, and people just don't get it. You know, people are too comfortable. And
that's
even
right,
if you are like a grown ass man and shit, you should know better. And then the fuck,
yeah,
the part
if you're a grown man, you should always, yeah, carry them. If you're a man, you're of age, you're a man, you should always carry a fucking knife.
Something.
A knife is a,
but
is
not
the
even
perfect
that
tool.
Not even that. You should just not do shit like that. This man took his 15-year-old son, and now his 15-year-old son is gonna have to fucking live with that trauma.
Oh man, the fucking
for the rest
therapy
of his fucking life
that kid has to go through.
15 years old. At 15 years old, a divorce is fucked up for a kid. Can you imagine a death? That's
yep,
the shit that. Just yep, look, guys.
Keeping
just,
family together is as tough as it is,
yeah,
and then you have
yeah,
a fucking dad yeah, getting shot yeah, in front of his kid
for a $500 phone again.
That's fucked up.
Bullshit. Thanks, Apple.
Don't blame.
Thanks,
Apple.
iPhone
no,
5G
don't blame
or whatever
Apple,
you are.
How do you know it wasn't a Galaxy Google Nexus?
Bitch, this
or
is
whatever.
Android, motherfucker. What?
Jesus. You can't blame Apple.
Because I can't afford Apple, that's why.
Hey,
so I have to go with Android.
You can't blame Apple.
I got a cheap-ass Galaxy.
Anyways, if you're going to do something, if you're going to do a Craigslist transaction, you should always take somebody with you.
Yeah. But,
I mean, someone, I mean.
And, no, I mean.
Just, I don't know.
Look, guys, like, honestly, here's my tips. It's like, meet in public, when there's daylight, there's people.
Bring a gun.
Bring, you know, when it gets sketchy, just fucking, you don't need. You really don't need that money that bad. It's not worth
yeah,
your life.
Yeah, hell
if
no,
it feels sketchy inside your gut, if it feels sketchy, just tell them you sold it. Or don't even respond back. Fuck it. You're going to sell that
should,
shit eventually.
Like, if,
how
if,
many was it again per users?
40 million people 40 a month.
Million
that's a month.
People
that's a month.
Use Craigslist a month, and I'm talking about as in transactions.
And I didn't pull this number out of my ass. I went to Craigslist, and I Googled this shit. So
but
I didn't pull these
yeah,
numbers out of my ass.
Just be careful, guys. Like, the shit you do, like, money's not worth your life. And stupid, dumb choices like that, guys, it's not really worth it. Rest in peace, man. Seriously. And I know people hate when I get all religious and shit, but God be with that man and his family. Seriously. That's
yeah, that
nobody
sucks.
Deserves that shit. So I'm sorry about that. And to the family, seriously, condolences straight up.
Anyway, I'm sorry. No, I mean,
No, that's fine.
Do you have any rants?
I do have some rants, actually.
You want to go through?
I mean, if you guys want to hear my rants now, yeah. I mean, I got rants. I got rants for days. I got so much shit in me that I can open a rant shop.
I just want to know what's pissing you off this week.
What's been pissing me off this week? Keep calm. Keep calm. That's pissing me off.
Those stupid
fucking shirts.
Oh my god.
Keep calm.
What the fuck? When did that start?
When did that start? It's an old English saying.
Okay, but
so
we don't live in England.
Like,
we live
keep,
here in fucking America.
Calm.
Why the
so
fuck is
like,
that here?
Keep calm and go Lakers. Like, or keep calm and you know, like, keep calm Saka. What, bitch? Keep calm what? Oh, there were posters? And why do people wear shirts?
Because people over here are stupid.
Keep calm, my dick. Fuck that. I hate that shit so much, dude. Like, keep calm. Keep calm and listen to. Well,
Morrissey.
Actually, you can't keep calm.
Keep calm and listen to
Sade.
What's that guy's name?
No, but that I hate that. Like, when I see people with those shirts, keep calm and party.
Yeah, I just want to knee them in the nuts.
I want to punch their dicks. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good,
stop,
too.
And I'm telling you guys right now, you wear that keep calm shirt around me, I'm punching your dick.
I'm buying one next
or, like,
week.
The crotch area. If your vagina, I'll punch that shit. But keep calm. Yeah, you keep calm.
Fist
there.
Open.
Yeah. So. Fuck that shit, man. You know,
what else is pissing you off?
Another thing that's bothering me?
Come on, I want to hear what's bothering
okay.
you. Let's do it.
Like, if you go to heaven, ignore or you're go to hell.
Oh my god.
Bitch! God doesn't do Facebook, okay? God, God did
He's
not
my
come
down on Facebook and on Twitter.
God didn't come down and go, "Hey, send this picture of this little African kid who's dying."
And then send this other picture of a kid on a stack of money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's a little African kid, and I want you to show that picture. If they like it, hey, I'm granting them entry to the gates of heaven, and we're all going to heaven.
If they
ignore it, they're going to go to fucking straight to hell. You guys need to stop it with that shit. And another
thing,
bullshit. Yeah, that's so stupid. What is it? What, why? No, like, does anybody know really why they do why people like are into likes? Like, what is it for? Do they like eventually change the page name and could sell it?
Because
that's my theory.
People of today need approval.
They sell them.
Everybody needs approval.
So,
someone's talking about Justin Bieber and about their fans.
Right. So they sell that page with like the million likes and shit. Yeah.
The million likes.
That's smart. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, we should do that. You wanna?
So they sell that. They sell likes. Yeah, I hate it. And also the other one, like the little baby with the tumor, like give me a million likes and the tumor goes away. Like why? What? Are people really that stupid?
Yeah,
they're gonna click.
Yes.
Like
the answer
I think
is yes.
It's like people are want to be so goody-goody. They're like, oh fuck, I better like it. Like I'm liking it now because I don't want. You know what I mean?
The
right?
thing is, they
like,
want
to. I want
show
that kid to
friends.
Survive from cancer. I'm gonna click it.
Yeah, they want to show their friends they like cancer.
No, that they care.
No, they like cancer.
How about this?
That's
one?
It. No, they like cancer. They want you to get cancer.
How about
when
you
die.
When you say some fucked up shit on your status, like, yeah, my mom died, and people like.
So you like my mom dying?
Why do they do that? Like I'll be like, hey man, I have such a fucking bad day. You know, like, my cat died yesterday.
No, what about that like you get instantly? Like, as soon as you post something, you're like, what the fuck? I just pushed enter. I have a like.
Hey, did you guys ever try to like, I ain't gonna
that
lie.
Motherfucker is bored at home.
You guys, let me tell you guys something. I have a lot of time in a day, right?
Oh, you're that fucker.
I'm that guy. Because I work at night, obviously. Asshole. I'm a
night owl.
I am a night owl. I'm a private dancer at night. I prostitute myself once in a while at Long Beach Boulevard, right there by Compton Fashion Center, close to Lily's house. Like you guys can find
me there.
Was that
you with
like
the yellow socks?
11 p.m. I'm there, like by the Comcast. I'll be there, and so anyway, so here's the thing. I fucking lost my train of thought, but. You guys ever crept on somebody's page back in the day? You wanted to like kind of see what they were going through, and you accidentally poked them.
You're saying back in the day?
No, I had. That's
when's
embarrassing.
When's back in the day?
Two years ago. 2 years ago.
Okay.
Like I would like check up like on an ex girlfriend, and then like
2 weeks ago?
I would click on it and like I poke them on accident, and be like, oh shit, and you can't unpoke anymore, so they know that you were fucking being a creep. That sucks, right? Guys,
what about that one page that says find out who's been looking at your page?
Is that true? That. I think people caught on, so they dropped it already. So.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Fuck things. Anyway.
Fuck things.
I have a lot more rants, but the truth is, I'm having a good day. That I just not nah, it's not really. She didn't really bother
okay,
me.
Okay, but we're called Ransom Radio. You have rants, motherfuckers. So
I already rant, bitch.
Get to them.
Look at that. Keep calm and.
See.
Keep calm and do your radio station show.
Here. Keep calm and carry on. This is dumb.
Fuck him. He comes. He's a regular. Yeah. Basically, I'll just break it down. Some stupid asshole tried to fucking ask me for a job 2 weeks ago, and he was trying to fucking hate on my shit yesterday. So, fuck
right.
him.
No.
Fuck that guy.
Oh, you don't want to
talk
about
that? Nah, I don't want to talk about it. He's just a fucking hated bitch.
Oh.
No. That's not him. If I saw his ass, I'd slap his ass outside right now, dude. Fuck that.
Oh.
Anyway,
we can slap him on the radio. Come on.
I can slap him on the radio and fucking make him be an idiot. Hey, guys, what are you guys drinking? What is everybody drinking? What are you drinking, Amanda?
Wait. Weren't you?
Oh, the red trolley? Do you like it? See? Yeah, she's not a craft person.
That's a good beer.
Yeah, she's having the red trolley right now.
But
yeah.
Wait, time out. You were on rants a little bit ago. On Facebook, you had mentioned something about people with Bluetooth.
Oh my god!
See? You got more in you, fucker.
I do have a lot more in me.
Come on!
You know what I hate? When people
what
wear Bluetooths.
Thank you.
They walk around with Bluetooths, and it reminds me of a cyborg, that's why, like a fucking robot. And the shit is like, You're not driving, bitch. You're like just, you're at the store. Like, you look an idiot. You're like talking on your Bluetooth. You're like, yeah, dog. And it's the same. These are the same guys that wear sunglasses at night and indoors. These are the same guys. Like, they, there's two strikes. It's not, fuck, those two strikes equal to a three. These are the guys that wear, like, shades at night or inside of the club. The same guys that wear the Bluetooths. And, like, they use it like an accessory. Some people wear earrings as an accessory. Some people wear a fucking Bluetooth as an accessory. You guys look stupid. You guys need to stop that shit. You guys you guys look retarded. Like, I'm sorry, but you guys look dumb. If you wear a Bluetooth, you're my friend. Don't wear that shit in front of me because I'm going to break it. Straight up, dude.
Especially when they walk out of the room where they're at and they're like, oh, hello. Hello. And they walk outside.
And this, here's my last rant, guys. And I saw this today firsthand. I'm so mad.
Come on.
I'm not mad. I'm bothered.
Okay.
You know, like, those fat, out-of-shape guys at the gym?
Yeah.
Who are you to give me fucking fitness tips?
Okay, so what you need to do is run more.
No. He's like, this is the way you... Like, all right, there's this fat guy. He's always there. And I hate him. But he's always at the LA Fitness here on Ximeno. And he thinks he's buff. And it's hilarious because he's not buff. Like, he has not one muscle on his fucking body. But this guy actually, he's the guy that picks up the 200-pound dumbbells. And he'll do, you know, like two. And then he'll drop them like he's a badass. It's like, hey, bro, you're at LA Fitness. You're not at a fucking hardcore gym. Like, you're not impressing shit. Like, he'll pick them up, and he'll do two, and he'll fucking just bump. Yeah, and like, he grunts, and he drops them, and they're like, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. That same asshole today was giving this girl, like, tips on how to fucking curl right. And then, like, she believed them, which is funny. She was like, oh, like this? Oh, he's like, yeah. God. You know, you're doing – he's like – I was being nosy. He's like, you're doing it wrong, you know. This is how you do it. And I was like, you motherfucker. I want to say something, but he goes every day, and I just – I go there. Yeah. I don't want to be a fucking all tension, but – he was just, like, teaching her supposedly how to do it. And then he started telling her what she should be eating and what she shouldn't be eating.
Oh, my God.
If I was sure, I'd be like, nigga, you don't need to eat those shitty cheese fries. That's what you need to stop eating. You know what I'm saying? Like, or those fucking tortas every day.
What you need to do is be on a protein diet, high protein diet, and drink your shakes.
That's how he sounds like. So, fuck you, fat guy from fucking LA Fitness. You really bugged the shit out of me. But I'm done with rants, dude. I'm not kidding. Like, I'm enjoying my beer so much. I had a good time talking to
Dustin.
What
are you drinking?
Carl Strauss, Red Charlie still. I stole Mike's Pabst, but you can have it, Mike. I don't want it anymore. It's a lot of spit
in it.
It's
been sitting here for about an
there's,
hour.
There's my gums on there, too, if you want it. Just saying.
Okay, so, hey, so how'd you do on your picks for last Sunday?
I ain't gonna lie. I did pretty good on my picks.
Okay.
I got six wrong. But
you got six wrong?
Yeah.
You want to go through some football games that are coming up this
let's do it.
Coming week?
I'll give you guys my picks. I'm pretty good when it comes to football picks.
All right, here we go.
Here we go, guys. Here goes Eddie's picks. Dolphins and Patriots. You know what, dude?
Come on,
and not because you're my friend, but
come
I'm
on, motherfucker.
I call the upset New York.
Oh, we
could have
had that. We
no, no. The upset for New York against the fucking Patriots. I called it.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So I'm going to go Dolphins again.
That was an upset.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dolphins again.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Dolphins over Patriots. I'm going to go Dallas over Detroit. This is obvious. I'm going to go Kansas City over Cleveland.
Oh.
I'm going to go New Orleans over Buffalo. You know what? I'm going to – fuck it. I'll give the Giants another victory here. I'm going to go Giants over the Eagles.
No.
I'm going to go –
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. Hell
okay. No. Well, I'm going to go San Francisco over Jacksonville. I can't hear myself.
Come on.
I'm going to go Jets over Cincinnati.
You motherfucker.
Fucking Raiders. I mean, I'm gonna go.
This one's mine, bitch.
I got two Raider fans. And right when I said Raiders, they took their knives out. I said Raiders? Yeah. Stephanie took her knife out. And Jose took his knife out too. That was scary. Hey, hit the switchback, guys. I'm sorry. Fuck. Raider fans. Shit. I'm gonna say this low. I'm gonna go Pittsburgh over the Raiders. I'm gonna go Denver over Washington.
Yes.
I'm gonna go Arizona over Atlanta.
Yes.
I'm gonna go Green Bay over Minnesota.
Yes.
And then Monday Night Football, my Rams play against Seattle.
No, I'm going to Seattle.
I gotta stick by my team. I'm going St. Louis.
Are you playing in Seattle? Yeah. Oh, you're playing at home.
Yeah.
In St. Louis. No.
We're gonna get fucked up.
Yeah, you're gonna get smashed.
You know what? I believe. Fuck you guys. I believe I'm going St. Louis I'm gonna say it loud and proud. I'm going St. Louis over Seattle.
Yeah, that's no. That's not gonna happen. No, that's not happening.
Too loud, Debbie.
Is that all the football?
That's all the football. Hey, did you guys watch the UFC fights this weekend?
Unfortunately, I only saw a couple.
Hey, I went perfect on my picks.
Yeah,
I did. I literally went perfect on my picks.
You really did because yeah. I saw the aftermath, and you were pretty good on your picks.
Dude, I am telling you, when it comes to picks and like just analysis, like it's just a weird thing in me. I don't know. Hey, you know that? Remember that octopus that used to get everything right? Fuck that guy. I'm the new octopus, bitch.
No, hey, but that dream Sanchez fight.
How fucking! I told you it was going to be a fucking slobber knocker, didn't I?
Jesus!
It's fight of the. It's one
That's
of the best
be fight
fights.
Of the year.
No, it's automatically going to be fight of the year. It's one of the best fights in the history of just like MMA. Oh, it goes top five, easy.
I was happy.
Dude,
I got to
these motherfuckers
see some of that.
Went at it at high pace, full on.
Oh my god!
Nonstop, beat the shit out of each other. And
Gilbert
it was
Mendez
great.
And Diego Sanchez.
Melendez.
Ham.
Yeah, those motherfuckers like are bad, and they like both the knock each other down once in a while. I want to talk about the Cain Velasquez and Dos Santos fight. You know what?
He
it's
hits like a girl.
Up. No, yeah. Remember he was saying
he hits
that?
Like a girl.
That guy has gotten the beating of his life twice already.
Shut up.
This guy. I don't know if you guys heard recently. What was it? Frankie Leal. He's a boxer. He just died this past weekend from hits, and he died in the ring. And I saw it.
Shit.
I saw it on YouTube. If you look it up, it's just from boxing. And this is the last round. Actually, he's getting knocked out, and then he just doesn't get up anymore. He gets up, and then he falls right back, and he goes into a coma right away. And then, they took up. They're trying to wake him up, and they're opening his eyes. He's out of it, and he would not come back, dude. And they took him on a stretcher, and he was already dead. In the back, they pronounced him dead. It was sad.
Damn.
And it instantly reminded me of Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez. Dos Santos, that fight should have been stopped in the third round, really. And here's in a recent interview, Dos Santos said he thought he lost in the second round.
Damn.
He said, I thought I got knocked out in round two. So the whole fucking other, two, three, four,
he was just
five,
fighting
the,
on
other
instinct.
The other three rounds he was fighting on autopilot. Damn. And that's heart. It is.
Hell yeah.
But you know what? As a cornerman,
you got to stop
you,
that shit.
Your priority is your fighter's safety.
Your safety, exactly.
Okay, your fighter's safety. And that's clearly not fighter safety. You know, because these guys are, our fighter's tough and whatever. No, you can kill your fucking fighter just because you're a piece of shit like that. And that guy was out. In the second round, he was out already. And he was just fighting on fucking autopilot. That's fucked up. And I just wish that later on, people just start thinking more about the fighters and their safety than their pride. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Look, dude, you got your ass whooped one time in that second fight. I mean, he got demolished. This third fight was even worse. That guy got knocked out like five different – and I'm talking about – out cold five different fucking times, and the stupid ref didn't even nothing. At the end, he got so beat up that he just gave up, and that's sad. He fell on his head, and he was there was nothing else in him anymore. But I mean, fighter safety, man. Anyway, I think we're done here. I had a good time, like always. There's a party here on Friday, Halloween party. I want to thank all you guys for coming. I didn't expect any of you guys to come here. It's pretty badass to see all you guys here. Serious shit.
Yeah. It's a pretty good turnout here.
Yeah, it is a good turnout. Thank you guys. And I'm going to thank Steve again from Iguana Kelly's.
Good guy.
Thank you so much, Steve. For seriously, man, we appreciate
we love
it. I'm in debt to you, brother. I appreciate just how generous you are. You're a bad motherfucker, man. Thank you so much. I love your bar. I want to thank Mike for only sucking dick for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's
pretty 15.
Good.
So thanks, Mike, for cutting out your dick sucking time.
Thank you so much, Mike,
for
5 minutes dedicating
shorter.
More time to the show.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
And less on your dick sucking skills.
Again,
we appreciate you for that.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you, Giselle, for coming. And everybody else that I name, Amanda, Lily, Steph.
So
Jose.
Everyone listening, please follow us on Twitter.
You guys have to follow us on Twitter.
Yeah,
it's like
you.
Our Twitter doesn't even exist. It's at Ransom Radio. That's
thank
it's
you.
Easy.
Thank
follow
you.
Us on Twitter. We have a lot of likes on Facebook.
Wait,
two likes on fucking Twitter.
Hold on, time out. Is it at Ransom Radio or at Ransom Radio Cast?
No, at Ransom Radio.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So the Twitter handle is at Ransom Radio. Follow us on Twitter, assholes.
Yeah, fucks. What about on Facebook?
We have a lot of Facebooks. It's just Ransom Radio Cast on
Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah. Okay, follow
so
us
just
there.
Search us
and
on
we will be doing live shows every Wednesday, guys. So
every Wednesdays from Kelly's.
Like, we hope to see you guys here.
Kelly's
and there goes the man right there playing some pool.
Some solid pool.
But yeah, look at him. He's made
just scratched. He's so good. He just.
But
scratched.
Thank you guys so much. We appreciate your time, like always. And one more time, thank you, Steve, so much at Iguana Kelly's, and we truly appreciate the support from our listeners and all our friends that came out today.
Everyone,
it's
that
a
came
good
out
outcome,
here,
and thank
up,
you guys.
You guys.
We didn't expect you guys to come, but every Wednesday we'll be here. And one more time, thank Dustin more than anything.
Carl Strauss
for bringing this down with us, man. We appreciate it. Thank
Red
you, Dustin,
trolley,
so much.
Try it.
Remember, man, you buy your pint, you keep the pint. Get to it. Thank
only
you.
Only today, though.
Only today.
So if they're
only
listening
today.
To it, they're
yeah,
fucked. They
you're
can't,
fucked.
They
Sorry,
can
guys.
Never,
you can come next Wednesday.
They can never claim this.
So, yeah, I'm Eddie and...
Cursi.
And we are out of here. Thank you so much. Peace
Goodbye.
Out.
I keep it up. Give me a hell yeah! I said give me a hell yeah!